Through this body of work, I track, capture, and present the female gaze around me through intimate and straightforward portraits. The gaze most frequently referred to in history and critical theory is that of the male eye, both personal and universal, in this patriarchal society. Through my work, I subvert that norm, using my lens as a female photographer as the one doing the looking, with my female subjects presenting themselves and looking back at the viewer. This subversion of gaze became important to me during the months I spent living abroad in Italy. On the first days of my new home, we were told that when men looked at us, we should not meet their gaze, as that would invite further interaction and attention. In this new place, I felt almost immediately that my identity had become specifically, unfairly female. I felt powerless over my image, and powerless because I could do nothing to stop this objectification. As someone who grew up in a suburb of a small city, the gaze is not something I had to grapple with extensively in public spheres, and so this experience was a disturbing revelation. Obviously, many women have had to navigate this intrusion much earlier on in their lives, and it is equally disturbing to realize that I am lucky to have been spared as long as I was. The all-girls school I attended for years ingrained in me the distinct concept that women can be everything. It is vivid and powerful to be 16 years old, and with all the leadership positions around me filled by female peers. To have the star athletes of the school, the cum laude recipients, the winner of the school theater competition, the class president, the science tutors, and the community liaisons all be female peers is significant. To come from a place where women are unquestionably called to confidence and empowerment, and then to land in a place where I wasn't even able to meet the unwanted gaze of men on the street, shook me to my core. These portraits are my response to this phenomenon. They are my pushback to the catcalls, to the eyes that follow us on our daily commutes, and most of all to the ways in which our bodies, and at times presences, do not feel like they are our own. In these portraits, women are presented exactly as they are, in black and white 35mm film photographs. The use of natural light is essential to the emotional quality of these photos. These are not studio portraits. These are women in the context in which I know them, meeting my gaze, and thus the gaze of the world beyond my camera. Immediately before I take the photographs, I ask my subjects to think about a time when they felt uniquely strong, powerful in their own way. Chins up, some with smiles, as they know their power and attempt to own it. The backgrounds and all of the portraits are blurred using a short focal length, highlighting the women and removing the distraction of their surroundings. The women are dressed in clothing of their choices, some formal, some not, but it is important that they have chosen how they appear in their portrait. In a world where we have so little control over the way that people perceive us, this project is my small attempt to regain some of that long-gone power. I have been heavily influenced by other young, contemporary female artists making beautifully direct work. Their work is simple, concise, and snags at my heart in the way their subjects look at the camera with vulnerability. My goal is a simple portrayal of women around me, whose strength and power is magnified when we turn our attention to powerful women who are so often overlooked. This body of work stands as an example of the ways in which vulnerability can connect us to each other, and in turn strengthen those bonds and power. I am of the mind that attention is prayer, which is a phrase that came to me during a time of transition, settling into my new college community in Maine. At a time when my peers and I were swimming in new faces, overstimulation, and newfound freedom, this phase cut through the hubbub in a beautiful way. To me, the phrase speaks of the ways in which we can honor ourselves, each other, and our world by turning our eyes and ears in a focused direction. As a young woman in America, I have often felt ignored due to my gender, and I know many of my peers have felt the same across many different identity factors. The times when I feel the most seen are attention is prayer moments. Moments in which I am able to be honest and vulnerable in the name of community and togetherness. Especially when screens appear in almost every facet of modern life, my film photography lets me give my full attention to some of the people who I most admire, and to those who I feel are most compromised by the twisted hierarchy of gender. There's no screen on my camera, no distraction from the flesh and blood person standing in front of me. Just me, a roll of film, and a woman who brings me the strength and light and love. For me, this is prayer, but not the kind that appears in tweets and newsreels. Rather, this prayer is a gift, a pleasure, and a hopeful act towards a better future for us all.